Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
All right. It's Wednesday. We're excited to be back on the air with you, the independent Iolo agent. My name is Tony Williamson. Glad to be on the air with you this morning. We're excited because there's so much movement going on with Iolo this week, lots of new announcements. If you missed our show on Monday, be sure that you can pick that up in the IOLORadio.com website. It's at the featured episode there now, and you can pick us up there. Alan Hanke, the president and CEO, made some major announcements on Monday, the least of which is certainly not that we are now capable of working with furniture and mattress stores. And then yesterday, Mr. Bud Nemeth really brought us up to speed. A great training yesterday, Bud. Rodney or Donnie, if you can, open up Bud's mic. Make sure Bud's live here. I'm not in front of the switchboard at the moment. But I wanted to say good morning to everyone for joining us. Thanks so much. Our dial number is 718-664-9145. And we are really moving things along. Iolo is growing very, very quickly, and it's because of what you're doing in the field as the independent agent. So I want to say a special thank you to Rodney Cox for working with us and Mr. Donnie Chris for working with us on the switchboard. They may be talking to you in the background. If you want to hit one on your phone, you can ask a question or have a comment. Hit one on your phone, and they will pick you up and interview you quickly and get you lined up on the keyboard here for a conversation with us today, and so you can become part of the show. So I want to say good morning to Mr. Bud Nemeth. How are you, Bud? How's it going this morning, my friend?
Fantastic. Thank you, Tony. Yes, great things going on. I mean, it's awesome to see all the furniture stores coming in and now contracts for furniture and for mattresses. Great job out in the field. Keep it up, and we're excited to be able to offer that new vertical market with furniture and bedding, I tell you.
So, Bud, have you got any, I know there's always new stuff coming through, and you shared a ton of information with us yesterday. We had a lot of people that had some questions, and they might want to just raise their hand and we can jump into the questions. But I wanted to give you a chance again this morning, if you could, to kind of give us any updates on the latest and greatest on the corporate front, any new announcements or anything that might be happening for the field team today.
Well, yeah, I'd like to, before we take questions, let me review just, again, great announcements Monday from Alan, our president, CEO, and founder. But there have been some questions on those announcements. Again, anytime you make a change, there's going to be questions. We get that. And also, I know not everybody listens to the radio show every day or has a chance to go listen to it online every day. But again, please encourage your new agents, if you're bringing in new agents, to make sure that they do follow the new agent checklist and get plugged into to Iolo Radio, or at least go listen to some of the most recent ones that are on IOLORadio.com so they can be up to date with the most current information. I do want to, again, looking at some of the questions that come in through the support tickets, some emails, calls, and texts I get, calls to corporate office, calls that Rodney gets. I just want to review a few things real quick, Tony, about the new processes and the new application and stuff so everybody's clear, because apparently the last couple days we haven't been as clear as we need to, so I'm going to try to clear some things up right now. Before I do that, though, I will tell you that we have posted in your back office under the resources, under the agent documents, we did put in the bank verification form. A lot of people have been asking for that. Really, we just put it there for you to see what it is, because the merchants have that on their web portal. In fact, right now, when they log into their web portal, right below the payments calculator is a link that says download the bank verification form here. So they should always have a few of those handy. One of the most common reasons that a customer will be on hold is because the information from the bank couldn't automatically be verified, and they're going to have to take a form down to the bank. Now, customer support will contact that customer and will let them know, but if the merchant is there and submits the application and it comes back, and within minutes sometimes it'll go into a hold status, and it will actually say needs bank verification. If that's the case, they can download that form and print it out, or if they have some available, they can just hand it to the customer there and say, you're going to get an email from Iola, but here's what you need to do. We need to verify your banking information. Here's the form. You can go take this down to your bank, get it filled out, and then you can submit it, or if you'd like, you can bring it back, and I'll submit it on your behalf. So that is in your back office now. If you want to make a copy and have a few copies and just hand them to your merchants when you enroll them, just to have them in a folder that they can have easy access to, that's fine. Also, yesterday, Tony, we saw an appliance store come in, and while I'm excited about that, if it's an appliance-only store, folks, we don't do that. In fact, one of the support questions I had from a brand new agent was, what markets are we in? What, you know, again, go through the new agent checklist. And folks, if you're bringing in a new agent, please make them go through that. Until our certification is ready and out there, please do yourselves and corporate and everyone else a favor, your merchants. Make sure that those agents go through that information so they know what they're doing. But if you have a furniture and appliance store, a lot of furniture stores also sell appliances and vice versa, just make sure that the merchant knows they can write contracts on the furniture, but they cannot write contracts on appliances as of yet. Again, in due time, we do plan on opening up the appliance market. It's a huge market, and we're excited about getting into it. But let's focus on the markets that we have. Again, if you ever have a question as an agent, it's in your back office under your resources tab, or you can go to iolamerchant.com about Iola. It has a list of current markets available, so the merchants know what markets are available as well. Now, let's talk real quick about, I want to clear up a few things. First of all, let's talk about the customer, the documents that a customer is going to need in order for a merchant to get paid. This is what the merchant has to submit in order for them to get paid from writing a contract with a customer. Obviously, we still need the contract that's electronically signed. So the customer, once they make the purchase and the contract's presented to them, they have to read that, understand it, and they have to electronically sign that contract. That is submitted to corporate. Without that electronically signed contract, there is no deal. Also, they have to make the first payment to the merchant, and the merchant has to sign off that they received that first payment. That's also on the contract. What we've added to that is simply a picture of the valid identification for the customer. Again, if the merchant's doing it right, when they're filling out the application, they have the ID so they can make sure they spell everything right and all the information is correct, but they also have to make sure that's a valid ID. So a valid ID is a state-issued identification, whether it's a driver's license or not everyone has a driver's license, but the states will issue a state ID card that looks a lot like a driver's license, but those two are valid forms of ID. Also, a passport or a military ID. Those will be accepted and approved. So if you, let your merchants know, they're just going to need to snap a picture of the ID, and they're also going to need to snap a picture, or they can photocopy those, it doesn't matter, of the signed receipt. The customer has to sign the receipt. That way we know that the customer knows the price on the receipt, the price on the receipt matches the price on the contract, and also that the customer has received those goods. We have to have that information. Again, most other companies in our industry already require that, so the merchants who are familiar with RTO are used to that. But again, it can be as simple as then putting them side by side or one on top of the other, snapping a picture, emailing that to funding@iolo.net. Funding@iolo.net. It is on the merchant application. It explains it. But please make sure your merchants know that all new merchants, it's required, and all existing merchants are going to be notified by email and by phone, Tony, that is going to be a requirement. And they will have a date, maybe a week or two out, that says starting by this day, this is going to be required in order for you to be funded. So we want to make sure all our merchants are aware of that. If you have a merchant you signed up prior to this, I would suggest you go drop back by and just mention that to them. Let them know they will be getting a call or email from Iolo, but here's what they're going to require, so they might want to start enacting it now. So I hope that clears up. Tony, does that, in your estimation, clear up what's required for the merchant to get from the customer in order to get paid?
Yeah, I think so, and I'm really glad that you covered that again, because even though once we get it, it's not a lot of information, but we need to hear this several times. In fact, I want to invite you, Bud, to maybe, go through this one more time this week, because it's new. We've got a lot of agents out there that kind of already preconditioned that they don't need all this stuff, and all the new agents, it's going to be easier for them. And if it does sound like a lot of stuff, once you kind of get it in your mind and you really understand it, the ABCs of this, you'll see that it is very, very simple. But I think, first brush, it sounds like a lot that we're asking the merchant to do. And the more familiar we are with it, Bud, and we start to see that it's not that much of a big deal, then we'll be able to communicate that more effectively to the merchant as well.
Yeah, and Tony, I'll do that. We'll also, again, in our training videos that we have, that information will be available, and that will be in your back office as soon as they're complete and rendered and edited. And so, again, everybody will have that information available to them. But I'm telling you right now, a lot of our merchants are already doing that. Customer support, merchant support has already notified some of the merchants about that, and I'd say 20-30% of our merchants are already doing that. And again, Tony, it's only one extra email. If you just photocopy those or scan those and email them together, or snap a picture and email them together, it's just one extra step. That's it. They already should have seen the ID. Of course, they're going to give the customer a receipt. So it's one extra step for the merchant, but it really does a lot on the back end on our part, that we have all that information available and on file. So it's real important. And again, it's just a matter of getting in the habit of doing that. The new merchant application explains that. The new training will explain all of that. And until that's out, we just have to do our part as agents just to notify them. So good stuff.
Fantastic. Well, Bud, I would like to invite all of the people that are listening in right now, the audience. We are talking to Mr. Bud Nemeth, Director of Marketing for Iolo. And if you're a new agent, we want to say congratulations and welcome for joining the team. This is an exciting ride. Yes, there's some work to do, but as we work through this, we begin to recognize there is substantial income available to each and every one of us who is willing to go out and just literally bring on a few merchants and then share this with a few other agents. If you'd like to do that to increase the size of your agency, because there's some significant overrides and income, obviously, for doing that as well. So thank you for joining us. Our dialing number is 718-664-9145, and please text that out to your team. Let them know we are live. We've got a few more minutes. And, Bud, the last few days here, we've been running a little bit long, and we really didn't have time for any questions. And yesterday there was quite a host of questions that had come up. So I'd like to invite the people that are listening in, if you'd like to hit one on your phone and join the conversation. If you've got a question that's held over from yesterday that you felt like, or even Monday when Alan was on board with us and making these announcements, if you've got some questions, we've got a little time today to take those questions, Bud, and unless there's some other topic that you wanted to bring forth now.
Yeah, actually, on the other side of that, as far as enrolling new merchants with the new application, a couple of new things that are required from us, one of those being the business license, and I've had quite a few questions on that, Tony, so I'd like to take a couple minutes and review the business license requirement that we have to submit. Again, this now allows merchants with an FEIN number not to have to put their Social Security number in, which is great. But even if they have a Social Security number because they're a sole proprietor or whatever, they still have to submit a business license. Common practice, again, in the industry. But so we're going to have to submit four things: a copy of a voided imprinted business check, the business license, a picture of the exterior, and a picture of the interior of the business. It's really neat putting, now, you know, we see all the names of the businesses come in, but now we can actually see the pictures. So that's really cool to be able to see that. But I want to address the business license for a minute, because the term business license, I wish it was a federal, nationwide, common one sheet of paper for everybody, but it's not. It varies from state to state, and even in the same state, it varies from county to county and sometimes from city to city. So a business license, here's my best advice for you. If you do not know what a business license is, in the county or city that you are approaching merchants in, then please go to Google and type it in and say, just put applying for a business license in Los Angeles, California. And it will pull that up and it will give you the terminology. For example, in California, most of the cities in California call it actually a business license, but there's other cities in California that call it a business tax certificate. In Tennessee, it goes through the Department of Revenue, and on the actual document, a lot of them will say blanket certificate of resale. And that goes through our county clerk's office here in Davidson County. And that, you know, again, some are governed by the county, some are governed by the cities within that county, and some are just governed by the state as a whole. But it can be called a business license or a business permit or an occupational license or a business tax receipt or a business tax license. Again, do a little bit of research. In most cases, it's required by the city, county, or state that it be posted in a public place so that all the people that come in there, the customers can see that they are licensed to do business in that city and with that state. So typically it's just a snapshot of a document that's posted on the wall in plain sight, and that's the business license. So, again, it is a required document. Familiarize yourself with that document in your city so that you'll be prepared and you look professional when you go in. So, Tony, that's really all I wanted to cover. I'll take some questions. I do have a story or two to share if we have time. And also I do want to point out that we are in the process of trying to bring Dalal Sulaheem, I hope I said that right, as our guest. She's been a guest on the show before. She was shared some great information. But I'll tell you what, she is really perfecting her craft. She has over 20 merchants signed up. She's also, the training that she does with each store is phenomenal, and I'd really like to have her on the show. I'm trying to get her to if she's available, to be on the show on Thursday to talk about her game plan and how she actually approaches the merchants to sign up so many merchants. And then maybe we can have her back on Friday and have her talk about in detail the steps. I mean, there's even some documents that we're going to post in the back office that you can use, that she's using and has created, to go through the training steps with each merchant. So that's the game plan. So if you have questions, I'll go ahead and take any questions that I can.
All right. Let's go to South Carolina. I think it's Mahaji. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right. I'm trying to get your mic open here. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
My name is Mahaji. I had a question about advertising. Am I allowed to purchase airtime as far as a commercial airtime or radio airtime to promote business?
Good question, Mahaji. Thank you for your question. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, and Tony, I would refer every agent to review your terms and conditions and your policies and procedures, because it's pretty straightforward there what you can and can't do. Again, if anything is going to go out to the media in any form, whether it's email, an ad, billboards, TV, any of that, anything has to go through our compliance department. And again, if you go through your resources page in your back office under marketing materials, it'll have that information there for you. So again, everything has to go through compliance before you use it. So send that information in. One thing that I am noticing, and I know our compliance department is about ready to send out quite a few emails and notifications, is folks, again, in your terms and conditions, it says you cannot use the word IOLO in your email address. You cannot use the word IOLO in a website. That is a violation of your terms and conditions. So if you're doing that now, please cease and desist, number one, and number two, be expecting an email from compliance to ask you to cease and desist and give you a time frame to do that, and otherwise they will have to move forward and take some steps there to make sure that that does get done. And that could be as far as suspending you as an agent, or even terminating you if you refuse to do it. So please read through your terms and conditions. That's a great question. The neat thing is some of the training modules that we're going to be posting will have information on advertising. We will have a new advertising section that's coming in the future for you, the resources tab, that you can use some of the things and share with your merchants on the merchant resource page. They're going to have some great tools for advertising. But as far as I'm not sure what you were asking as far as advertising for business owners or advertising to build your agency. Again, anything to do with IOLO that's going to be in advertising or marketing and it's not available already in your back office, please submit that to compliance@ioloit.net, and that will be reviewed, and you will get some feedback on that. You may have to do a few tweaks here and there, or it may be approved automatically, or it just may be denied depending upon what it is. But, yes, absolutely, we're open to anybody that wants to put any marketing materials out there. Please submit those, and we will review them.
All right, let's go out to Barry in New York. Good morning, Barry. How are you this morning, my friend?
Hey, morning, gentlemen. How are you doing? Hope everyone's well. My question, Bud, to you is, if I'm not using IOLA and I'm just saying rent-to-own and just promoting the rent-to-own program, then do I have to send information to compliance if I'm not using IOLA anywhere at all?
That's a great question. That would be called a blind ad. So if you're doing a blind ad that doesn't use any of our name or our slogans like the best way to pay or any of that stuff, any of our proprietary intellectual property, the answer is yes and no. The answer would be, sure, you can do that as long as the information goes back to a phone number that you talk to them. But if that information is leading them to an IOLO website, whether it's a corporate website or whether it's, you know, your replicated website or one that you've had approved through compliance, then no, that information has to be approved. I've seen a few things out there that says that you're guaranteed to make $5,000 in the first 2 months or what. We can be shut down for things like that. So, again, read through your terms and conditions. Make sure you're doing everything right. Again, if it's a blind ad that goes to you so that you can answer questions and it doesn't say IOLO, we really have no jurisdiction on that. But if it goes to anything IOLA-related, or if you're using terminology that's on our website or stuff, pass that through. It's always safe to pass it through compliance anyways. And again, in our compliance department, sometimes we'll refer that to our marketing and advertising departments. And, you know, I'm going to make a suggestion. Rent-to-own is some people love the concept. Some people, it scares them. So you may actually lose some customers from saying rent-to-own. A lot of our merchants now are advertising that they have a no-credit check monthly payment option. So that doesn't say anything about IOLO because, first of all, nobody knows IOLO or what they are, what that means. But second of all, the rent-to-own option in some cases scares people away. If you say a monthly payment option and no credit check, those are two of the big points in advertising and marketing that will sell and create interest in our product.
Fantastic, bud. Thanks for that answer, man. Very thorough, my friend. Listen, I think we've got just enough time for maybe one or maybe two. You said you had a couple of stories you wanted to share, and maybe we can wrap it up at the bottom of the hour today.
Yeah, stories and kind of training at the same time. Yesterday, two separate instances, I want to discuss each one. There was I want to talk to you about a story that we had an agent calling in because a customer got declined. Now, I think this is what one of the things truly that separates us from our competition and really helps us stand a little more head and shoulders above everyone else is our concept and our philosophy is we do not want to take people who are in a bad financial position and put them in a worse financial position. Just because somebody has a good job or makes good money doesn't mean that all the time that they will qualify to be a customer with Iolo. Again, there is a very detailed algorithm. When a customer applies, again, our proprietary software goes through over 340 points of information. It builds a picture of stability for us that we are comfortable either approving them or not approving them. So here's what I want to tell everybody. Our goal is to approve customers. Ultimately, that's how everybody gets paid. The more money that's out on the street, the more money everybody makes, okay? So our customer support team is going to do everything they can to get a customer approved. If a customer comes back declined, just know in your heart that we have done everything, that our software has vetted them to the point where we will not take a risk on them, okay? We cannot and will not take a risk on them. And the other thing is that if it doesn't come back declined automatically, then we are in the process, especially if it's in pending or in hold status, we're in the process. Our customer support team is doing everything they can, and in most cases it's contacting the customer in order to get some information verified. Because, again, if a customer meets all three requirements that we have, we will. If it's a new customer and we can verify all three requirements, they will be approved 100% of the time. Now, again, they may not be approved for the amount of money that they would like, or they may be approved for more, but they're going to be approved for the amount of money that we feel comfortable that they can make a payment without hurting themselves or putting themselves in a bad position. So there is a process there. You as an agent, and I know I want every customer approved. I'd love it. But again, if we did that and none of them paid, then we are all out of business, including our company, and that's not good for anybody. And I understand, especially when it's a new merchant, it might even be their first deal. But again, if you explain to them our philosophy behind not wanting to put people in a bad financial position, let me add this. We require the first payment. Some companies out there don't. They require a processing fee or application fee. Well, just because somebody can come up with $30, $40, $50 doesn't mean they can come up with $150 a month or whatever the payment is. So that's another reason why we require that. If they can make that first payment, then they might be able to make the second and third and fourth and so on. But if they can get out of the store with something for $40 and never make a payment, what kind of customer is that? We don't want that kind of customer. So there's reasons behind everything that we do, and trust me, our customer support staff, their number one priority is to approve every customer possible. Now, the second story on that, Tony, is from the merchant standpoint. We also want to approve every merchant possible. Every merchant that comes in, our goal is to do everything we can to approve them. So, again, once the tracking is in the back office and all that stuff, it'll be easier. I do believe yesterday they started sending out, corporate started sending out emails. When a merchant is approved and they get the approval email or the email that says they can't be approved at this time, I do believe yesterday they started sending out emails to the agents to notify them as well. Now, if you get a notification saying that your merchant is approved, awesome, congratulations, get in contact with them, set up a time to get them and their staff trained. If you get an email saying they were denied, let it go. I mean, again, our goal is to don't call in and ask why. Same with the customer. Legally, there's privacy issues. We can't IOLO can't tell the merchant why the customer was declined, and they certainly can't tell the agent. That's between IOLO and our sources that we use to validate information and the customer, and they will get a letter if they're declined. The merchant is the same thing. If a merchant's declined, it's because or if they're not active yet, trust the process that our merchant support team is doing everything they can to get all the information they need to get that merchant approved. You can't do anything by calling corporate and saying, how come this merchant didn't get approved? Number one, they can't tell you legally, but number two, they have done everything they could possibly do to get them approved or maybe still are in the process of. But the bottom line is if they need information from the merchant, there's nothing you can do as an agent. There's nothing anyone else can do until we are supplied corporately with the information that's needed to approve them. So I hope that makes sense, Tony. And again, just trust the process and trust the fact that our goal at IOLO is to approve every merchant and every customer we possibly can.
Fantastic, bud. I tell you what, let's take one more quick question. Let's go out to the West Coast, out to California, say good morning to Eddie. We're glad to have you on the radio with us this morning. You get a chance to ask the last question of the day.
Okay, good morning, everyone. My question is about the new procedure as far as taking the photos. Is that sole responsibility of the agent, or can the merchant do it?
Great question, Eddie. No, it's the I'm not sure what you're talking. Which photos are you talking about? Let me ask you that first.
Business license photo, the voided check, and the interior and exterior of the business.
Okay, for enrolling a merchant, again, in most cases, it's ideal if you can be there with the merchant when you're doing that. And ultimately, it doesn't matter who submits that information. But again, I'm going to suggest that's why we're here. That's why, as an agent, you're there to make sure that everything gets done properly. I personally will not ever suggest or let, if I can help it, a merchant fill out their own application. If I can't be there, then there's technology out there. I can pull up a screen share and I can walk them through that together with me and with them through the computer. But the best thing is for me to be there. And if I'm there, I want to take every obstacle out of the way that I can. So I will snap those pictures and I will email them to the device that we are filling the application out on so I can upload those in the right places. But I want to make sure that the application is filled out completely and correctly, because that is how that merchant's going to get approved and have a smooth process. So, but ultimately, if the merchant can do it, that yes, they're allowed to do it. I would suggest that you as the agent help them or do that with them or for them so that you know that it gets done properly. But that's a good question, Eddie. Thank you.
Well, there you go, bud. I think it's been a great show, my friend. Any last words that you want to share with our audience today?
No, just keep up the great work. Go out and don't forget. And I know we've got furniture and bedding open, but don't forget we've got jewelry. The jewelry industry is available. The tires and wheels industry is available. And, of course, the electronics industry is available. So don't forget about those businesses as you're out there driving around and passing them. Don't just pass them. Stop in and introduce them to IOLO. And, again, hopefully we can get Dalal on the show the next day or two, and we'll I guess you have to tune in tomorrow to see if we've got that finalized or not.
Sounds like a good deal. We'll be back tomorrow, my friends. It's been a great show.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of IOLO Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with IOLO, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.